Answer me this. Are you a morning person? Maybe an afternoon person? Perhaps you're a night owl? Perhaps you feel like you never really get moving? Well, regardless of how you would classify yourself, you deserve to have a morning routine that serves you, that sets you up for success. Now, before you start rolling your eyes and go, oh, I've heard all about the morning routine stuff and all the things that we're all supposed to do and journal and meditate and yoga, and I just don't have time for that or I don't like it. Guess what? That is not what I'm going to tell you. Instead, I am thrilled to tell you about my annual free event coming up called Master Your Morning. And over the course of 5 days, 30 minutes or less each day, I'm going to teach you how to create your own unique morning routine based on two things, your unique personality type, and secondly, the realities of your home life, right? You may not have a lot of time for a morning routine. And that's what this free workshop is all about. So if you want to come join, head over to megansumrall.com/masteryourmorning. And I promise you, at the end of it, you are going to have a completely different relationship with the morning.
Holy smokes, friends. Do you know what this episode is? What this week is? This is, drum roll please, the 1 year anniversary of the Work Life Harmony podcast. So this week, 1 year ago, it actually officially launched on November 12th of 2019. And now here we are 1 year later. So I want to take a few minutes in today's episode and share with you some of my highlights over the last year of learning how to create, deploy, deliver, and continue to show up on a podcast. And as I do that, I'm actually going to be highlighting some very specific episodes over the last year that might be great ones for you to go back and listen to if the topic is something that you are struggling with. All five of the ones I'm going to mention are ones that had a significant number of reviews and feedback, or are ones that are just near and dear to my heart that are messages I know people continue to need to hear. So thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting this. If you haven't yet, here on this 1 year anniversary, I would love for you to take just 10 seconds out of your morning. Go ahead, give it a rating and give a review here in iTunes on this podcast, because that is what enables it to continue to show up here for you all week after week. Happy anniversary to us. Let's jump in.
Welcome to the Work Life Harmony podcast. I'm your host, Megan Sumrall. I'm a former techie turned entrepreneur. I'm also a mom and a wife. Just like you, I'm juggling hashtag all the things while running multiple businesses and a family. Being a successful female entrepreneur doesn't mean you have to feel overwhelmed, exhausted, and stressed out. Gaining control of your time and calendar is all about learning a few key techniques and systems to better organize and structure your time. This is your show to learn from me and other amazing women how to master your time and organization to skyrocket your productivity so you can have work-life harmony.
Hey friends, happy anniversary. This week marks the 1 year anniversary of the Work Life Harmony podcast. And I am stunned to be sitting here and saying that. Now, for those of you that are total math geeks and you're looking and you're seeing, hang on, if it's the 1 year anniversary, how come this is episode 59 and there's 52 weeks in the year? Well, when I launched my podcast, I launched it with 6 episodes already in place. So that is why the numbers don't quite line up. But I want to walk you through this on the 1 year anniversary of this podcast. I want to tell you 5 lessons that I've learned over the last year while actually making this dream a reality. You know, when I decided, it had been in my heart, it had been in my mind for months to start a podcast, but it sat on my backlog of things that I wanted to get done for a while before I finally had enough space on my calendar to fit this in, because I knew when I made the commitment to do this that I was also making the commitment to show up every single week. And I'm pleased to say that has happened. Over the last year, we have not missed one single week of releasing a podcast here to all of you. So here are five things that I am reflecting on over the last year, and they actually all tie back to previous episodes that I want to talk about. So first and foremost, you can go way back in the archives to episode 7. And in episode 7 of this podcast, I shared with you how I actually got this podcast launched. And the whole purpose of that episode was to walk you through a process of how to start on a big, scary goal that you have when you honestly don't even know the first step to take. Because that was certainly where I was when I decided I wanted to start this podcast. I knew absolutely nothing about it except how to go listen to other people's. And this is one of the things that I love working on with my clients, with people who go through the TOP program, is helping them get from a place of, well, I've always wanted to do this, but I just don't know how, to actually getting into action. And the thing that I've really come to love about this over the last year is when I look back to a year ago, when this show, you know, officially went live, I still didn't know what I didn't know. I have learned so much more over the last year about all the pieces and parts of running and maintaining a podcast. And I know there's still more I have yet to learn. But the beauty of that is I went ahead and did the best I could with the knowledge that I had. So if you have something in your heart that you really want to go after and you just don't know how to get started with it, I would love for you to go back and listen to episode 7 of this podcast, because it is going to walk you through a step-by-step process of how to take that first step and get into action. The second thing that I want to reflect on a little bit, which is tied very closely to the first, is a phrase that has been beat into me over and over and over, and I still have to remind myself of it all the time, which is, done is better than perfect. If I had waited until I had every piece and part truly finessed the way I wanted it to for this podcast, if I had everything at the level I wanted, if I had just the right graphic, just the right music, if I had re-recorded every single time I stuttered on my words, I would not be recording this episode here today. I never would have launched the podcast. I go back and listen to some of those early episodes and I cringe a little bit because I know it could be so much better. I also know I've got a backlog of things that I want to incorporate into this podcast that I haven't gotten to yet. But you know what? It's out there and it's been out there for a year. And I can say launching it is done. That doesn't mean I'm not going to improve on it. And the feedback that I have gotten from so many of the listeners on specific episodes that have helped them reminds me that done is better than perfect, because I would have missed that opportunity. So if this is something you struggle with, I want you to go back and listen to episode number 25. Because I'm really going to talk to you there a lot about perfectionism and how it can be the killer of all things related to being productive and getting stuff done. Okay, so the third thing, and believe it or not, this is actually the top listened to episode of the entire Work Life Harmony podcast. And this is way, way back in the archives, episode number 5. And in that episode, I talk about the importance of using a paper planner. And after the last year of working with hundreds of new clients, of actually building, you know, designing, building, deploying, delivering, and selling my own planner, because that wasn't in place yet either, and now being on an entirely new updated version of it, and continuing to see how the use of a weekly paper planner is literally transforming the lives of my clients, just reaffirms with me every single day why they are so important, particularly if you are somebody that does not sit in front of a large computer screen all day long. That's always one small exception I will make there. But if you have been struggling with how to implement the use of a paper planner into your life, go back and listen to episode number 5, because like I said, it is one that is downloaded the most. Now, the fourth thing that we're going to reflect on here a little bit is that there is no one size fits all when it comes to how to structure your time. And this has been really powerful for me to watch and refine over the last year. I am a time management and productivity coach. I have my proprietary set of systems, tools, and processes that I use to help people take their task list, their calendar, and apply the right structure to it in order to be able to do more while still creating more free time for themselves. But what I love about it is the systems and processes, the underlying tools there are the same, but there are a million nuances to how you can implement some of that based on your life. And so I want you to go look at or listen to episode number 12. This was an episode I had with my dear friend, Jamie Susie, and she shares her use of phone alarms as a way to allow her to step away from her phone, but be reminded on the things that are important. And this is something I have shared with so many clients. And so I want you, if you are struggling with, you know, remembering when to do things, getting the most important thing done, I think you would love, love, love that episode. The reviews on that were incredible. So that's episode 12. And then last, this is the one that is closest to my heart. And particularly over the last 4 to 5 months, as we've been dealing with all that we are dealing with right now, is the understanding, and it's something I have to remind myself of every single day, which is whatever it is that is important to you, friends, whatever that is, and there's no wrong answer, whatever it is that is important to you, well then guess what? It matters and it deserves to be prioritized and it does not need to be explained or validated by anybody else. And this message is one that I have been feeling called to talk about over and over and over again. Again, particularly over the last 6 months of things have been very hard for everybody, or I guess I should say 7 or 8 months now, where I see so many people who are listing all the things that they are no longer doing because, well, it just doesn't feel right. Or it feels wrong for that to be important, or they're embarrassed to say that, you know, that thing that might look trivial to everybody else is so important to them. But every single time you do that, you're actually killing your spirit a little bit, and you're telling yourself that you aren't important. And so you might be thinking, what the heck does that have to do with the Work Life Harmony podcast? Well, for me, this podcast is important to me. My family doesn't necessarily understand why it's so important, and that's okay. It's not my job to explain to them why it's that important either. It is important to me because it's a commitment I made to myself. It was a dream that I had, and it is a tool that I love to use to help and serve as many people on a free platform that I can. And because it's important to me, it's important. And it matters, and I treat it as such. And if this is something that you are struggling with, I want you to go back and listen to episode number 44. Now, I'm going to list all 5 of these previous episodes here in the show notes so that you can go back and look for those. But I want to thank those of you that have been with me over the last 12 months that have supported this dream of mine, that show up, that give me feedback, that tell me what they want to hear more of, what they want to hear less of. And I invite you all to continue to do that. I love nothing more than hearing from listeners or subscribers of this podcast telling me where they need help, what's working, what's not, because that is what this is all about. And my commitment to you is to continue to show up as we step foot here into our second year together on the Work Life Harmony podcast. So happy anniversary to all of us, and I hope you have a fantastic week.
Getting on top of all things time management, organization, and productivity doesn't have to stop just because this episode is over. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Megan Sumrall, or just open any browser and go to megansumrall.com. If spelling my name is a complete pain, just go to theworklifeharmony.com and grab my free time management cheat sheet. If you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share it.